is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Commercial space. The competition in commercial space is not only about low Earth orbit or building rockets that can go to the moon and Mars. It's also about personnel, recruitment, and the question of the dispersal of very successful engineers and managers to the burgeoning industry of boosters and small sats and everything that will follow as we monetize near Earth orbit and beyond. Bob, a very good evening to you. Your headline tells us that there are knives out about SpaceX. Why? What has SpaceX done except for grab all the attention? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, gee, you know, there are a lot of people in our government and in our politics nowadays that don't like other people getting attention. They're into power and control. And when someone is outside their power and control, they get kind of upset. And so there were two stories this week, very interesting times for the same moment, both aimed at SpaceX. And it struck me, that's why I titled this essay, "The Knives Aimed at SpaceX Are Getting Sharpened," because both these stories were very clearly political hit jobs, and to my eye, at least to my eye. Some people might disagree, but I could see that. Both of them focused on SpaceX as the big villain. One story, and we'll get to an aspect of this in the next story we cover, John, but one story talked about how the number of Starlink satellites that SpaceX is putting up is increasing the risk of satellite collisions more than anybody else. And the article really tried to make SpaceX as the big villain. And now there's no question the risk of collisions in space between the many satellites going up is increasing and is going to continue to increase, but it isn't SpaceX all by itself. There's at least one other constellation being built at the moment, and there are at least three plus big constellations promised, all of which I think a good percentage of which are going to go up. And so this problem is not just SpaceX. Yet the article focused on SpaceX and was bothered by how this company is kind of a monopoly of this problem and we should do something about it. That second story really was more about the environmental conflicts going on at Boca Chica, Texas, where SpaceX is trying to build Starship and Super Heavy there. Heavy lift rocket. There are a group of environmentalists who've been claiming for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 months that this rocket facility is going to do harm to a wildlife preserve in that area. And their campaign has been helped by a DA, a local DA in the area. And they've been pushing this, I think, as a targeting the FAA, because the FAA right now is doing an environmental assessment of SpaceX's operation, taking into consideration that they've expanded the operation to do Starship. And that assessment has to be completed and then a permit issued before SpaceX can do with its orbital test launch of Starship. And SpaceX says it's just about ready, so basically it's waiting on the FAA right now. So this news article is part of this knives being put out for SpaceX, because these environmentalists are really saying, oh, well, SpaceX is going to harm the environment. We have to shut them down. The problem is that the environmentalists never mention, and when it's reported, no one reports this fact either, that the Kennedy Space Center in Florida actually created a very successful wildlife refuge. In order to make the space, the launches safe, they shut down all development for a very large distance all around the spaceport. And it not only does that prevent development from occurring in that region, which would have hurt the wildlife, we've had now 3/4 of a century of launches from Kennedy, and those have done nothing to the wildlife, no harm at all. In fact, they've prospered. Now, SpaceX would end up doing the same exact thing here. It would cut down on development in the Boca Chica, direct Boca Chica area surrounding the launch pad that would protect the wildlife, and the launches won't do it any harm. But that they don't mention this just discredits them, and it suggests to me, once again, that this is a political campaign trying to shut SpaceX down because some people don't like the fact that they don't control SpaceX.
Bob, my memory is that the claim is that SpaceX didn't ask to launch such a big rocket when it first applied for the launch. Is that correct?
Yes, well, that's the reason the FAA is doing a reassessment. They did an environmental assessment before based on the concept that they'd be launching Falcon 9 rockets from Boca Chica. So SpaceX has now expanded that operation and immediately said, well, we've got to do an assessment. Now, this assessment is interesting because it really only applies for government operations. It doesn't really apply to private. Environmental protection law really, in this case, doesn't apply to private companies. It only applies if you're doing government work. Now, SpaceX does government work. And so that's the link they use.
And
so anyway, I think the knives are getting coming out for SpaceX.
Yeah,
they're trying to block it.
I wanted to check one more detail. You've been to Vandenberg Air Base. You visited the launch pads there. That also is a wildlife preserve off the coast of California, my memory. And so we have history here of the wildlife prospering around rocket ports. We have history here. Is that part of
almost a century's worth? Yes.
So is that part of the presentation in Texas, or are they indifferent to history?
Well, I am betting that the environmental assessment has to recognize, though, that history. What I'm bothered by is that the environmentalists don't. They ignore that history, and nobody, apparently, on reporting their claims, researches it either. So, therefore, it gets dropped. No one mentions the fact that spacewalks don't do any harm to wildlife refugees. If anything, they help them.
Let's go to low Earth orbit. An event.
Okay.
And this is an event that tangles up two troublesome adversaries in space, Roscosmos and the Chinese space program. What happened?
Well, it appears that a leftover debris from a Russian launch that occurred in 96, some of the upper stage gets into orbit, it can break up. There was eight pieces left from that rocket. One of those pieces, apparently, in March, hit a Chinese military satellite. That's what we think happened. There was an actual space junk collision. This ties into the story I mentioned earlier about space, about many satellites in orbit. You do increase the risks of collisions, though it's more worrisome with junk because you're not controlling junk. You can control satellites. And so, yes, it appears this happened. It's a concern. We have to deal with it. There have not been very many collisions in space, even with space junk. Very few, in fact. There's only been maybe three in the last 12 years. Maybe three, probably two. But nonetheless, it's an increasing problem. That junk's going to have to be cleared out at some point, John, without question.
And, Bob, are there exchanges between big space companies when events like this are possible or happen? Do they have in military they call it deconflicting. Do they have meetings about this?
Yes, in terms of satellites, this is that earlier story. In terms of satellites, the companies and the countries that have the objects in space that they can control work together. It's not perfect, but they try to work together to prevent collisions. And that one or the other can move their satellites and keep the collision from happening. And that's why there's so few. Almost all the collisions that have occurred in the last two decades have all been, as far as I know, all of them involved space junk that someone can't control. And to hitting a satellite that wasn't aware the junk was coming, so they couldn't move it in time. But yes, they do try to work together, John.
We return to SpaceX. Again, the center of attention because of the spectacular success and also those videos, Bob. They're wonderful stories. You feel like you're in a Hardy Boys novel. You know, let's build a rocket and go to the moon. Firefly, what is Firefly and why are they seeking an engineer from SpaceX?
Well, it's very obvious why they're seeking. They've hired an engineer from SpaceX to be their chief operating officer. For those that watch SpaceX launches over the last few years, you might recognize the name Lauren Lyons. She was, I think, a systems engineer at SpaceX, and she would often be the anchor or announcer during their launches, describing how things were going and what they were trying to do. She has left SpaceX, and she's now been hired as the chief operating officer officer for Firefly Aerospace. Now, Firefly is one of these small rocket startups. They were in bankruptcy. It came from like a phoenix from the dead to come back to life. They are making a small rocket and then a larger rocket, and they want to eventually compete with SpaceX. They also have a lunar lander that they are selling to the market for anyone who wants, including NASA, to put instruments on the moon. And so she's been hired to try to bring to Firefly some of the managerial operations that are common to SpaceX, but uncommon to almost every other space company, which is you don't build a perfect final product and then use it. You build a product that works, and then while you're making money on it, you continue your development to make it better. And in the process, you try to make it reusable. And that's what makes SpaceX different from every other rocket company had up until now. And so Lauren Lyons is now working for Firefly, and that's a very good sign for that company, because I think she's probably one of the best. She wouldn't have been picked to give their announcements on air, you know, when they're doing launches, if she wasn't one of their better people. I'll tell you that, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring when we come back. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachelor.